Hello and welcome to Baengler Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baengler leaders, professors, and more, discussing higher education, student life, and other topics like research. I'm Derek Smith, and today our guest is Dr. Kevin Penny, professor of chemistry and director of the Penny Research Group at Baylor University. He has extensive training in synthetic and organic chemistry, and he's a member of the Institute of Biomedical Studies. He came to Baylor in 1993, teaches and researches, and much of his research partners with Dr. Mary Lynn Trawick, also a professor, an assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry. They research ways to fight cancer, and the way they do that is by looking to create small molecule anti-cancer drugs and developing anti-metastatic drugs. Now, what could those pursuits mean for you? We'll find out ahead here on the program. Well, Dr. Penny, welcome to Baylor Connections. We appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today.
Well, thanks, Derek. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I really appreciate this partnership with Baylor and KWBU and Baylor Connections, and thanks to all the listeners for tuning in.
Absolutely, and I think we're going to be talking about a subject today that in some ways, when you think about cancer research, it can be a little bit unknown, a little difficult to grasp, and yet the work you do is very personal because it's unlikely that there's anyone listening that hasn't been touched in some way by cancer, if not with themselves and with a friend or a family member. And so obviously it's very personal to people. Let me ask you, what was your motivation to get started down this track? Was it something you knew you wanted to do at a young age, or was it something that came along as you started your career?
Yeah, no, it's interesting to think about that. I mean, I think the short answer is I've been for a long time really passionate about wanting to help people, especially as it relates to the disease of cancer. And it's something I felt God calling me to work in for many years. If I step back from that, you know, it really goes back to my childhood. I was really blessed to grow up in a home where an environment that was conducive to sort of inquiry-based but fun learning took place. My father's a retired chemical engineer. And so as a little kid, you know, it was just magical to me, the fun tools of his trade that he would bring home. I seem to remember taking cool stuff to show and tell, you know.
Yeah.
And so that just really interested me in science. And then, you know, I loved chemistry, got intrigued by chemistry. But it was really, I think, when I was in graduate school at the University of Illinois, working with Professor John Katzenellenbogen, that I got this sort of inspiration that using tools of synthetic chemistry and medicinal chemistry, one could really tackle tough medical questions. And so that combined with feeling called in that area sort of cemented it for me.
We are talking to Professor of Chemistry, Dr. Kevin Penny, and you know, we'll have a chance to delve into this as the show goes on. But its most basic level, what are you trying to accomplish with your research? Obviously, you're fighting cancer, but how are you going about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, in a real basic sense, Derek, we're just trying to develop new treatment agents for cancer, and that's a really formidable challenge. The idea that, you know, in our laboratories, we could come up with an idea, move that idea forward to an actual molecule that someday might be useful in the fight against cancer.
Dr. Penny, you're one of a number of professors and researchers here at Baylor University tackling cancer through their own unique disciplines. Obviously, you work very closely with Mary Lynn Trawick. You guys have a great research partnership, and then there's other professors working on this subject as well. What is it like for you to be in that kind of environment? Is it collaborative? Does it maybe have an exponential effect on the work you're all doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a fantastic environment to be in. You know, sort of imagine it's every day you get to your place of work and there's so many exciting things you're not sure which direction to pursue first. And my good friend Bob Pettit at Arizona State, who's also been a mentor to me, sort of expressed that same sentiment to me many times. It's just a fantastic field to work in. And Derek, it is so collaborative. The collaboration is not just enjoyable, it's really crucial to being able to come up with new developments in the cancer area. And so the environment at Baylor has been fantastic for that. Not only faculty colleagues, and we've had new hires as well recently, but the students, the undergraduates, the graduate students, the postdocs, occasionally high school students that plug into this research are really the lifeline of what we're doing.
You know, and when you talk about students being involved, obviously it's very important that they get that experience on an educational level. But is it exciting for you to think as you work towards something as big as tackling cancer, to think that maybe long after you're gone, these students that you're working with, what impact they might have on the fight?
Yeah, well, exactly. It's sort of that legacy that hopefully we're leaving, paying forward in a sense, if you will. And I think there's really a tremendous synergy that exists between the educational mission of Baylor University and the research focus. And those two walk hand in hand in harmony. And if you think about it, for the students, we're asking them, the students in the laboratory, the people that are making these leaps, we're asking them to sort of stand on the foundational structure that's been provided by generations before them, and then taking that great leap into the unknown, right, which is really research into something new. And so how can that not be tremendously educational for everybody? And in the end, we have this goal of trying to develop a cancer therapeutic. So it's really a tremendous environment to work in.
We are talking to Dr. Kevin Penny, one of a number of researchers here at Baylor University, professors whose research is advancing the fight against cancer. You mentioned how the research fits into Baylor's overall mission. But what does the research look like? It looks like the end result that you're working on with Dr. Trawick and your students is trying to develop drugs down the line that will be able to do different things in the fight against cancer, kind of at the front end and maybe the back end as well.
Well, right. So we're really trying to come up with new, what we call small molecules that are effective against cancer. And obviously, we're not the first or the only people doing this in the world. There's a tremendous worldwide effort in this area. What's been really interesting, I think, in recent years, over the last decade, is the ability to really target some of these therapies very selectively towards cancer cells or tumors or something in the tumor microenvironment. So now we have drugs that are very active and we're able to deliver them or target them in specific ways. And so in our collaboration between my research group and Mary Lynn's group, my group tends to focus on the design and synthesis of these small molecules. And then Mary Lynn's group also involved in the design, but they're very much then involved in mechanism of action. How do they actually function? How effective are they against cancer cells? And what does that feedback information then give us in terms of designing the next round of new agents? So it's an iterative process that's constantly ongoing.
What is a small molecule and what does it look like to try to design one? What questions are you asking? What things are you looking for to create this?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it's almost like a jigsaw puzzle where the pieces are the various atoms that we assemble. So we sort of define small molecules as molecules that have a molecular weight range of maybe 300 to 700 molecular weight. That may some of the listeners have remembering their chemistry classes and remember that. But we sort of define these as molecules that are primarily carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, a variety of other heteroatoms and elements. But they differ then from what we might call biologics, which are large enzymes or protein structures. So these are fairly small, distinct molecules. And we're inspired a lot by what God has already provided in natural products, in marine sources and terrestrial sources. And so we look at those structures that are out there. Many of them have, over the years, been utilized as anti-cancer agents. We draw inspiration from them and try to come up with new molecules that we think might be improved for one way or another.
Maybe more effective in the fight. That's kind of with the bigger picture in mind. You're looking for things that might be more effective, more targeted.
Right, exactly. And so one of the areas that we work in are vascular disrupting agents. So this is a really interesting area, but the idea is simple in a sense that if you can have a molecule that would shut off the blood supply to a tumor and do it selectively, you can starve that tumor of necessary nutrients, oxygen, et cetera, and ultimately lead to its death. And the trick, of course, is doing it selectively. So we're not the first, again, to have worked in that area, but over the years we've developed some molecules that are really quite effective at shutting down blood flow to tumors and doing it selectively. And so that's a project that's been funded for us by the National Institutes of Health and also a small biopharmaceutical company called Matheon Therapeutics that we've worked with for many years. It's also been funded by CPRIT, which is the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas, which has been a tremendous benefit to Texas and I think ultimately will be to the citizens of Texas. So.
Is CPRIT an acronym that we may be hearing more down the line?
At the very first, it's just a shout out to the citizens of Texas who voted for Proposition 15 some years ago that appropriated $3 billion of money for cancer research, cancer education, cancer prevention in the state of Texas. And so it clearly makes the state of Texas, you know, among the leaders on a worldwide stage in this area. It provides, you know, fundamental research grants in areas like we work in, therapeutics and others, provides grants in prevention education. It provides money if companies want to relocate to Texas or start in Texas. Also provides money if faculty members want to move from outside of Texas into Texas. So, but ultimately, the goal of the agency is to eradicate cancer. Not only in Texas, but worldwide. And so it is a tremendous benefit to cancer patients, also to the state of Texas. And I think down the road, we're going to see further benefits that have been derived from this money that's been wisely invested.
This is Baylor Connections. We are talking to Dr. Kevin Penny, a professor of chemistry at Baylor, director of the Penny Research Group, doing important research in the fight against cancer, which we are talking about here today on the program. And Dr. Penny, you mentioned that you are looking to selectively, like in one aspect of your research, starve the blood flow to a tumor. Whether it's creating a small molecule or working to see how that interacts, you know, how that interacts with the human body. What does that research look like? If we were to walk into the Baylor Science Building when you were working with Dr. Trawick or your students, what might we see? Even if we didn't fully understand everything you were doing, what does that look like?
Well, first, hopefully you see everyone wearing appropriate laboratory safety glasses.
Basics never go out of style.
Right. So safety is always number one in our laboratories, and we're blessed to have had a great safety record. But what you would see in my lab are primarily graduate students, undergraduates, and occasionally postdoctoral research associates who are working at ventilated fume hoods, right? So big, big hoods where we can carefully control airflow to provide a safe environment to work in. And they are running reactions, you know, in ways that we have planned where we hopefully can coax atoms to come together into molecules in a design that we've created. As you can imagine, with most things that are worthwhile doing, Derek, it doesn't work the first time usually, right? And so, you know, if we've designed a particular molecule that we think is going to be effective, it may take us several months of multiple approaches to that molecule before we actually in a vial have the actual final molecule. So that's what really goes on in my group. It's the synthesis of the molecules, purification of them, and then structural confirmation using a lot of the nice instrumentation that's available in the Baylor Sciences Building. In Mary Lynn's lab, Mary Lynn Trawick's lab, they're now looking at these compounds in terms of their activity against enzymes, proteins, and cells. And so while much of what you would see if you walked in looked similar, they're now working in sort of biohazard safety hoods where we can have human cancer cells that are kept in culture, and we can run experiments with them to understand how these compounds have effect against them and hopefully identify molecules that are good candidates for further development.
When you find either a molecule that you want to send on up the chain, or when they test it, how do you know it's effective, or what are things you're looking for that you think this one's worthy of further study?
Yeah, so I mean, there's no just one answer to that.
Sure.
It really depends on the sort of program that we're working on. So you mentioned our vascular disrupting agent program there, and we have a certain set of criteria that we've sort of identified over the years that if we can check this box, and this box, these are good candidate molecules to go forward. From there, we work with a wide variety of collaborators that we have at various institutions, primarily Ralph Mason and his group at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. He's in radiology, and we've been blessed to partner with his group for many years for tumor imaging, small animal tumor imaging, and other types of studies like that. So, and then we have other collaborators around the nation and some international friends as well. And of course, what really helps us ultimately move some of these molecules forward is our partnership with this small company, because, you know, at the end of the day, the estimates now are somewhere between $1 and $2 billion, the cost to develop a cancer drug. And so obviously, it takes an army of people working on this. And of course, another important part of work for us is in intellectual property and patents, because with that kind of a price tag for a cancer drug, companies have no choice but to be able to recover some of those costs through sales. And so we've been very fortunate over the years. Baylor's been proactive, and that's a big thanks to the Baylor administration and our legal team here at Baylor to be proactive about filing patents in advance. And so then that protects that intellectual property and can be something we can then work on developing with companies like Mateon Therapeutics.
Is that one way Baylor, you mentioned Baylor being forward looking in the patent area, but it seems like, you know, you've been here around here long enough. I have, you know, I can remember when the Baylor Science Building wasn't here. Are we seeing each step along the way Baylor's kind of vision to grow in terms of influence and the work being done in the STEM fields? I mean, you've been here since 93. Is that something you've witnessed kind of really explode? I mean, you talked about new hires that have come along in the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, Derek, what I would say is the infrastructure for this was already well in place when I came in 93. It was a big decision for me to come here, and that was something that really motivated me. As I said, hey, here's a place where people are passionate not only about teaching, but about research, and they're serious about sort of putting the tools of both of those trades together to be to demonstrate excellence. And so I would have to say for me, even from my early days, Baylor was very proactive about this. What we've seen now over the last, you know, especially 10 to 15 years is really an explosion of this in terms of tremendous support from the Baylor Regents and administration in terms of things like the Baylor Sciences Building, which, as you know, is a real gem. I mean, you can walk in that today, and it looks like it just opened yesterday, and yet it opened in 2004, right? So, and then also new faculty hires, bringing additional excellence in many areas across the university. Obviously, in my own area of cancer research, there's been a number of folks hired in chemistry and biochemistry, my home department, also biology, other departments as well, that's really, really bolstered our overall efforts against cancer and disease eradication in a general sense.
We are talking to Dr. Kevin Penny from the Department of Preethi's Professor of Chemistry here at Baylor University. And, you know, we talk about the research you've been doing. Is it too broad of a question to say, can you give us a status report? What are some things you've seen? What are some things you're excited about? And where are you looking, what are you looking towards next?
Yeah, I mean, I think the status report for us at least is that the, you know, the horizon is very bright. There's a lot of potential in the future. We already talked about the vascular disrupting agents. I think those compounds hold tremendous promise for the future. We also have identified a number of small molecules that are very cytotoxic against cells. And then we've been able to partner with others and work in our own groups to develop targeting strategies for them. So, for example, in one project that's supported by CPRIT, again, the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas, we target low oxygen tension or hypoxia in tumors as a way to selectively release drugs. And that has a lot of promise. And we also have another program where we use antibodies to deliver agents through antibody-drug conjugates. We don't actually do the antibody work ourselves, but again, it's an opportunity to partner with experts in those areas. And that's just, you know, Derek, that's just a small snapshot of what's going on worldwide. I mean, you know, over the last 10, 20 years, research in the cancer area has just led to tremendous discoveries. And that coupled with early, you know, early prevention, I would say, you know, people being proactive about that, education, early detection, has really made the whole cancer word, while still difficult in many ways and in certain cancer types still devastating, overall the future is much brighter than it was. And that's going to continue. That's going to continue.
You know, for you personally, when you're working in the lab, you know, I would think maybe it might be easy as you get focused on the job you're doing to get focused on the job you're doing. How personal is it when you're working there in the lab? How often do you think about the end product, the people that it could affect or the people that can, who are dealing with cancer now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really humbling. I think in the sort of daily battle against this, sometimes, I don't want to say you forget that, but sometimes in the daily battle of trying to raise grant money and trying to come up with new ideas and stuff, sometimes one can get a little discouraged, I have to tell you. It's a formidable sort of thing to go after. And then, you know, what happens are these sort of magical moments where you're somewhere unexpected and someone says thank you for what you're doing. And it often catches me off guard. And I think, well, what am I really doing? You know, it's humbling. But then I think, you know, we are trying to make a difference. And that's what people are saying thank you for. And this is often, you know, cancer patients or cancer survivors or people who've heard about our research will come up and say something encouraging. And I have to tell you, it's really those moments that you go to bed at night and you wake up the next morning and you say, I'm doing the right thing. I always try to tell, you know, my students and my collaborators, we've got to celebrate even the small successes, because the big successes are in the future and they're out there, but we don't want to wait to celebrate to get to just the final goal. And so we try to celebrate the small successes along the way and use those as motivation to try to continue to do good things and get better at what we do. But again, it's really, you know, it's the students, postdocs, colleagues and collaborators and the funding agencies and the support of Baylor that's made all this possible. So it's a blessing to work in this area. There's a lot of challenges, but I wouldn't do it any other way.
Well, Dr. Penny, we're excited to hear the continuing news that comes out of your office. And as we said, like the collaboration at Baylor, you've got a lot of colleagues who are joining this fight. I saw an article in Baylor Magazine not so long ago talking about 8 ways Baylor is fighting cancer. And we probably could have done 80 on that. So it's exciting to see.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've been growing tremendously in this area. And fantastic new colleagues have joined us, more to come in the future. And that really, it's that collaborative environment that just sort of adds additional energy to what we're doing. And the groups sort of play off each other. And ultimately, it leads to a greater presence, a greater opportunity for discovery. And it continues to not only put us on the map, but move compounds, agents, strategies forward in really positive ways.
Well, Dr. Penny, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for describing some of these kind of complex things, I think, in a way that's very accessible for people so that we can kind of follow along a little bit with this fight that's taking place.
Yeah, well, Derek, thanks for the invitation, and again, to all the listeners, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you very much. Dr. Kevin Penny, professor of chemistry and director of the Penny Research Group at Baylor University. This has been Baylor Connections on 103.3 KWBU-FM. A reminder that you can find this show and others archived online, baylor.edu/connections. I'd like to thank Brody Bashaw, station manager of KWBU-FM. Also, Cassie Bowers and Lori Fogelman from Baylor Marketing and Communications. I'm Derek Smith. This has been Baylor Connections. Thanks for joining us on KWBU-FM. Yeah.